So as long as we're talking about the issue of local recurrence, maybe you can provide an update on the so-called CALOR trial. I see there have been some new data presented on that over this past year. Can you update us on that study?
Yeah, the CALOR trial evaluated the role of chemotherapy, adjuvant chemotherapy, at the time of a local regional recurrence. And the update essentially confirmed that there was benefit from chemotherapy with almost 10 years of follow-up now. But the update confirmed also that the benefit from chemotherapy came out of the ER-negative cohort. There wasn't much benefit from chemotherapy in the ER-positive patients. So that's the main take-home message from CALOR trial, is that adjuvant chemotherapy can be important at the time of local recurrence, but essentially the benefit is limited to ER-negative patients, estrogen receptor-negative patients.
So for practical purposes, how do you then translate that into your clinical practice?
Obviously, I mean, if you have a HER2-positive patient, you give them anti-HER therapy, of course, and chemotherapy potentially. But for HER2-negative patients, if they're ER-positive, I will usually treat them with endocrine therapy. And obviously, you manage the local recurrence with, you know, surgery, radiotherapy, but I will give them endocrine therapy unless there's some very high-risk features, let's say high-grade tumor, quick recurrence in 2-3 years, in which case I may add chemotherapy. But for triple-negative patients, essentially, chemotherapy is how we treat these patients at that point.